Well, hello everyone. It's a reason to rejoice. I know this is a bit overdue, it's about a week late, but I'm recording the third anniversary of the United States Supreme Court reaching the judicially correct decision, and indeed the morally correct decision, to say that Roe versus Wade, this 1973 judgment, is wrong, is thrown out. And therefore, you can't justify the murder of a child by calling it a private matter. No, murder definitely involves the public. Now, even if you regard abortion as something less than murder, it is still premeditated violence against children. So that, yeah, states are entitled to defend children. The states of the USA are allowed to pass legislation protecting girls and boys, in utero. So that ripping someone's limbs off is no more acceptable inside the womb than it is outside the womb. Injecting someone with a fatal poison is just as unacceptable inside the womb as outside. Causing someone to die of hypoxia is just as bad inside the womb as outside. In fact, I was actually worse inside because, of course, these people are younger. Now, I don't want anyone to be murdered, but having someone like me, I've at least lived quite a few years. I've got some possibility of defending myself, at least getting to run away, and these little children don't. And what's particularly perverse is that their parents do this to them. And this needs to be underscored more often. Often the fathers are just as guilty as the mothers. It's their arm twisting, their cajolement, whatever, their facilitation of these crimes, which leads them to be committed. And so, about a dozen states had a certain trigger law in place that if Roe versus Wade were ever thrown out by the United States Supreme Court, and indeed it was, then this automatically kicked in, and it saved tens of thousands of children. So it was wonderful. So little girls, little boys today, they owe their lives this legislation, and they're going to grow up and obviously want to go further. Want to save children all across the United States and indeed all across the world to prevent the pandemic of female violence against children. Over 60 million children murdered every single year. So people say, yes, but a woman who wants to do this to her daughter or son, she will simply go to a state where children don't have this legal protection. Well, sometimes they do, but sometimes they don't. And if overturning this law saved even one life, it'd be definitely worth it. And then there's this ridiculous notion that it's caused more infant deaths. No, it hasn't. It's caused more infant births, but unless you're going to say that the cause of death is always birth, so the children were born who otherwise would have been murdered in utero. Some unfortunately were quite ill and they died sometime later. But it's better to live one day than outside the womb than be killed earlier. I mean, we're all going to die. Oh, well, let's cure that by killing the whole population of the world right now. Wow, wonderful, problem solved. No, what kind of logic is that? It hasn't caused more infant deaths. It's prevented them. It's saved a lot of lives. It at least gave these kids a chance. And even the ones who are said to be have severe fetal abnormality, sometimes the doctors are wrong. And there was a case like that in the United Kingdom where the parents agreed to murder their child as though this is somehow a cure for sickness, as though the ill don't deserve care and compassion, deserve brutality. And then it turned out the doctors are, whoopsie daisy, this baby was perfectly healthy. So, medicine's not an exact science. They don't recognize the fallibility of the medical profession. And of course, they've got a vested interest in this. Paid for every scalp, not literally. And really, it can only go into medicine if you're an abortionist. I know there are obviously a few physicians who are actually morally decent on this one. The profession most overrepresented amongst serial killers and paedophiles. So I don't think that they're all like that, but it's a significant minority, and so on. So the Dobbs decision came through. Now, and then we had all this scaremongering, these enormous lies, the misinformation campaign by the child abuse industry, by the abortionists, saying that this is genocide against women. No. They're literally committing genocide, as in trying to murder a whole stratum of humanity, the paedophobes. They hate children. There's no stronger proof of hatred than murder, is there? So how many women have supposedly died as a result of this? I mean, I hope none. But allegedly there was Amber Nicole Thurman in the state of Georgia who died of septic shock in 2022. Now the doctor deemed that medical abortion was necessary to save her life by dilation and curettage, as in opening out her cervix, so access the womb to take out her daughter or son. Unfortunately, going to kill the child was meant to be the only way to save the woman, but had tarried, and that she died because of that. That's what they're saying now. But wait a second, the legislation almost says, and if you have to kill a child, we'll call it abortion, to save a mother, then do it, because obviously the mother dies, the baby dies too. I mean, almost all cases. So you know that's true. That's not true. It's another lie to say that caused a death. There are ones to do with Giuseppe Barnica and Portia Nugomesi, two mothers who died because there was a miscarriage, and then, as they say, that you know, the dead body of the child wasn't removed in time, and so on. But wait a second, abortion is obviously the willful murder of a child, but unless, of course, it's saving the mum's life, in which case, you know, that is a horrific thing to do, but sure, but morally and legally permissible. But if the child has died, is dead anyway, and the corpse isn't coming out, nobody I've ever heard of would have the least objection in removing that dead body. So this is just another lie. It's terrible that these mothers died, but is an outrageous lie to claim that this is something to do with saving children. But you know, supposing I'm wrong. Supposing these three mothers, their deaths were caused by this legislation. Now that's terrible, but it saved far, far more lives than it's taken, vastly more than it's taken. You know, if we authorize a medicine that saves millions of lives but kills whatever three people, should we still use that medicine? Yeah, we should. You know, and so on. That ambulances get people to hospital to save loads of lives. Yeah, occasion ambulance knocks down somebody down, so therefore we shouldn't have ambulances. It'd be as preposterous as that. So it's and these are all disputed anyway. So it's very, very good that it saved lots and lots of children. I want it to go much further. The Roe versus Wade to do with Miss Roe, that was a an alias, really. It's Norma McCorvey, who later came to regret what she'd done. And by the way, her daughter was born, and that woman is still alive. If you really think an injustice was done to Miss McCorvey by saving her baby's life, are you going to go and murder Norma McCorvey's daughter, this woman in you know, she's almost 60 now? Because that's what it is. It's deliberately killing a human being. So very, very glad this has come round, and there are more justices in the Supreme Court. Is it 7 out of 9 appointed by presidents who at least pretended to care about defending children in the womb? So BLM, Babies Lives Matter, you know, women's rights, step one, let them be born. Okay, let's have equality, right to life equality. Show mercy, save children. Girls and boys have just as much right to life in the womb as outside. So protect the human. Life is a right, murder is not. This is the most outrageous injustice, is the cruelest thing possible. Someone who murders his or her own child is far fouler even than the worst paedophile. It's absolutely nauseating. It is premeditated violence. It's cruelty. It is barbarity. It is brutality. It is the most shameful, despicable, nauseating thing. And anyone who perpetrates this vile and heinous offense against morality and humanity must be named, shamed, exposed for what they are. But those who wish to defend children, we children's defenders must show mercy to these murderers that they never showed even to their own children. And they should get life imprisonment without possibility of parole, and the sequestration of all assets. Now, those who plead guilty are given a 40-year sentence, release them after 20. And that's far, far more clement than they were, even to little children. And we could use all the confiscated assets to provide better health care, better education, everything that children need. We're looking at the extermination of the human race. And that's what some of the feminazis and environmentalists want, because they detest our species. And you see the genocidaire, they use the typical pro-genocide arguments, usually saying, oh, it's health care, they are parasites, they're filthy, they're subhuman, they don't count, dehumanizing the victim, putting out their hate speech, this revolting rhetoric, so that we then have to have compassion for these little girls and boys. And if abortion is really health care, let's do it to the abortionists. And they, as they're being suffocated, for example, they could consider whether this is healthcare or not. As they have their limbs ripped off, they could think, is this good for their health or not? Okay, so a human fetus, human embryo, is a human being. That's a biological fact. That's really just not up for debate. They are alive. Oh, a medical textbook will tell you they're not human beings. I remember someone said that to me. Well, I don't have any medical textbook that says that. Maybe I'm wrong. If it does, Textbooks aren't always right. Medicines aren't always correct. We know that medicine's obviously dynamic, is always evolving. New things are always being discovered, and yeah, medicine's not exact science. So do what you can to save children.